Alright, this is... That looked really loud. This is the Christmas list file. Because someone sent me a list of 19 things to do in a file. Pretty much so I would quit talking about what's on my desk. Number one says... Sending you songs as text files. Reading anyone you want. If there's any part in a song you don't like, just keep skipping. Read it now first so you can remove parts that you don't like. I have not received any song files, and I don't really feel like finding any lyrics. So that takes care of number one. I love it when you whine about other things or people. Always a fun thing to hear. What can I whine about? I don't like the fucking dentist. I didn't like coming home from the dentist and finding the toothpaste in the toilet squeezed out. What else gets on my nerves? People's stupid comments like, I just got an IM from somebody that said, do you know Amber? And I was like, no, that fucking slipped my mind. I don't know anybody by that name. And they were like, okay, do you want a voice chat? So then I ignored him, because that got on my nerves. Number three says... Talk about hiccups, how you got them, if they were hard or light, if anyone commented on them, and what did they say? Well, no one commented on them because nobody knows at this point, and nobody is awake or in my presence at the moment, so. let's see. I got these hiccups from pizza. Not good pizza. Not like Pizza Hut or, you know, something good. These are from that cheap Tostino's pizza that are like 88 cents. They aren't too bad, but they're kind of cheap tasting. Maybe that's what I like about them, as I also eat hot dogs. Some of these are hard, some of them aren't. I never know what to say. Mine vary so much. To me, I guess. Probably to you, they all sound the same. Tongue twisters. Okay, I think I already did Peter Piper, so I will look up another one. If I shall pause this for a second. Okay, I ended up pausing this for like 20 minutes, and my hiccups are still here. So I guess I do get to complete this file today. Let's see, some tongue twisters here. Red Lori, Yellow Lori, Red Lori, Yellow Lori. What's a Lori? L-O-R-R-Y, Lori. Red Lori, Yellow Lori, Red Lori, Yellow Lori. What's another one? A big back? I can't even do that one at all. Okay, that was a dorky laugh, too. a big black bug bit a big black bear, made the big black bear bleed blood. That's kind of interesting sounding. This is funny. I slipped the sheet, I can't do that. I can't do that one either. That's fun. This was a good idea. I slit the sheet, and on the slitted sheet I sit. That's the hardest one ever. That's fine now. A bitter biting bitter bitter bit a better Mother Bittern. And the bitter, better, bittern bit the bitter, better back. And the bitter, bittern bitten by the better, bitten, bittern said, I'm a bitter, biter, bit, alack. That one doesn't even make sense. Oh my god. That's oh my god. Cheap ship trip, cheap ship trip. That was not hard. Greek grapes. I guess that is kind of a tongue twister. Greek grapes. Yeah, because I say greet. God, I'm so fucked up. See if there's any. Oh, this one looks weird too. A tree toad loved a sheep toad who lived in a tree. He was a two toed tree toad, but a three toed toad was she. The two toed tree toad. See, I can't do that one. Tree toad tried to win the three toed she toad's heart for the. For the two-toed tree I give up. No more tongue twisters. Okay, let's see what the other one here was. My favorite paragraphs from a story or back of the book or intro. Okay. I'll just pause this and not for 20 minutes, but I will pause this for just a second and grab the nearest book I have. Okay, this one has a good quote. And like, everybody knows this quote already, because I've talked so much about how I like it. That Monday night in her bedroom, pressed into me naked, she says, I want you to hit me. She says, but not too hard and not too soft. Just hit me hard enough so I come. And that's just so fucking funny. And I would read it with better inflection if I didn't have the hiccups and I wasn't taping and all that. The beginning of it. If you're going to read this, don't bother. After a couple pages, you won't want to be here. So forget it. Go away. Get out while you're still in one piece. Save yourself. There has to be something better on television. Or... since you have so much time on your hands, maybe you could take a night course. Become a doctor. You can make something out of yourself. Treat yourself to dinner out. Color your hair. You're not getting any younger. Anyway, there's more to that, but I'm done reading, because I hate reading on files. Okay. Let's see. Which is how long you've had the hiccups for. So by now it's been about 45 minutes. Leave some silent moments. Okay. Silence will now commence. I'm sorry. It's hard to be silent when I'm trying to. Okay, I'm done with that. Number 7. Try cures while recording. Take deep breaths or hold breath. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to take a deep breath right now. Okay, that was a deep breath. I feel weird narrating all this shit. See? I take a deep breath and then they get faster. And doubles. Okay. Hold my breath. Let's see what that is. That's really uncomfortable. I guess most of that would work if I wasn't, feeling bad for being quiet. Okay, this is gonna be obscenely long, cause it's what? Where's that thing? 10 minutes already. See, maybe I should break this up. I can't imagine if I listened to my story. I asked for like 20 minutes, which is how long this is gonna last. But if anybody wants to break it up, they can do it on their own, because I'm too lazy. Read unwanted mail. Okay. Looking for real... That was a plate. Real mail on my desk. What's this? Oh, here's an unwanted mail. We at First Financial Bank value our friendship with you, and we want to meet all of your financial needs. The item listed below was presented for payment on 2/15/2004. That's really old. And exceeded the balance in your checking account, blah, blah, blah. They have been paid or returned as indicated. Check number 1412. Yeah. And that was the one that bounced over like 28 cents. That's fucking crack, too. Overdraft charges totaling $29 have been deducted from your account and will appear on your next statement. Your account balance as of printing this notice is $84.34. That doesn't make any sense either. If your account reflects a negative balance, please deposit. That's really pathetic. I'm so fucking pathetic. Anyway, that was definitely unwanted mail. And I can't get my hiccups to be faster, so fuck it all. Okay, say if you have tried to cure them and what happened. Well, the answer's freaking obvious with that, because that was number, what number was that? 7. And this is number 9. Number 10, take a drink while recording. That's so gross. But I will. On this occasion, because it's on the list. Or I could just choke. Oh. Fuck. And that was freaking tea. It's so hard now. Right there. It hurts a little bit. Keep saying something. A long sentence in one breath. Let's see. What can I say in one breath? That's not a tongue twister and not unwanted mail. See, this is where the silence comes in. That I don't know what to say. Okay, here's a stupid eBay mail. God, how long is this fucking thing now? Okay. Oh, wow, 14 minutes already. Oh. See, this is what happens when I'm over medicated because of the dentist. I can't even talk, I guess. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Really am. Let's see. Here, Meg Whitman's vision for the future. Connect with people. Shit. Every time I try to read fast. Love what you love. Learn how to earn extra cash selling on eBay shop for exclusive limited edition eBay collectibles. Celebrate eBay's 10th anniversary at the Saturday night. Yeah. It's only when I try to do something that they get faster. Okay. Accents with sounds. I don't know any. I can't do it. I don't know any words. You didn't leave me any words to do this with. I can't even do accents. So, let's see. What's the best accent I can do? If I had something interesting to read, a newspaper would be perfect. What's this? Oops. And that was the sound of everything falling on the floor as I grabbed something. That's in a magazine. See if there's something interesting in here. I don't even. I think this is stupid Rolling Stone that they send us for no reason. I really don't like this magazine. I don't know why. MTV's baby brother is trying to grow up. Lost in a larger network shadow, MTV2 launched in a splashy marketing campaign in February. I just switched accent. Fuck it, I can't do it. If I could do it, then I wouldn't like other people's accents so well, and I wouldn't have to worry about getting them as files, right? Yeah. I'm such a nerd, and I know everybody's thinking, man, that girl's stupid. But anyway, okay. Don't focus on hiccups at all for some time. So that I could talk about... See, this whole thing's supposed to be so I don't have to talk. Think of something to say. So I will skip to the next one. Say blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. This is actually the thing. This is actually number 13. Blah, 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 blah. Talk about weather. Let's see. What is the weather in Worcester Heights, Indiana? It is currently 41 degrees. It is cloudy, and the winds are east-northeast at 13 miles an hour. Relative humidity is 86%, barometer is 29.83, and falling visibility is 7 miles, and it feels like 34 degrees. Yeah. Let's see. What was the rest of it? talk about actors, actresses, singers that I hate. Who do I hate? Let's see. I don't like Julianne Moore. For no apparent reason. She just gets on my nerves. I don't know. I hate everybody. Let's see. Who stands out? I don't like that. Leonardo DiCaprio. He looks kind of skinny and anorexic. I don't like Vin Diesel, because he's kind of dumb looking. Even though he has nice shoulders. Singers that I hate. Do I hate anybody? All those pop and rap people. What do I know about rap is number 15. What do I know about rap? I don't know anything about it. If I hate it, it's because I just don't like the sound of it. I mean, cut and dried there. The last book I read. Let's see, that would be... probably... This one right here, Choke, that I quoted earlier. What kind of book would I want to read? I like almost everything. It's like movies. Basically, the last one I watched or read is my favorite. Which is an interesting phenomenon there. It's kind of like a... kind of like in the book of... The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Kind of like that guy, only I'm not, you know, a genius, and I use punctuation. Talk about George Clooney, number 18. It goes from 16 to 18. That's cute. George Clooney. I have no opinion on George Clooney. George Clooney just is. Talk about the latest pop music charts is number 19, which is actually number 18, but talk about the latest pop music charts and how I feel about them. So let's go. I gotta see what the pop music charts are. Let's see. Fucking typo when I hiccup. It's probably gonna take me half an hour to find this. Oh, I wish I could quit getting those too. I know I whine about that every time. I really do. Let's see, where is the thing that has the formats, CHR pop, there we go. How about, they're just the top 10. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, I have not heard. Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. It is like you. Not while you, but you. How fucking annoying. Usher, Caught Up, I've not heard that one. Gwen Stefani and Eve. Rich Girl, have not heard. I don't know these people. Let's go to country. I can comment on country. I can... Number one is Craig Morgan, That's What I Love About Sunday. We did an interview with him last week. I would like it if every song he didn't write, or every song he say wasn't religious, but he sang his in an alright voice. Josh Grayson, former Marine and American Idol star with Nothing to Lose, that is... That's all right, song. I like it. It's fun. Fun song. Rascal Flatts, Bless the Broken Road. That's all right. Sugarland Baby Girl. I love that song. If I could sing like that, I would, but I can't. Kenny Chesney, Anything But Mine, number 5. I don't know. I don't really like it. Brooks and Dunn, It's Getting Better All the Time. I'm sick of hearing it. Same with number 7, which is Billy Dean, Let Them Be Little. Same with number 8, Montgomery Gentry, with Gone. But that's a little bit better of a song. Jody Messina, My Give a Damn's Busted, I'm also sick of, and I never did particularly care for. Leanne Womack, I May Hate Myself in the Morning, number 10. And I did like that one. Oh, wow, 25 minutes. Okay, I'm going to stop now.